please join me and take your positions in a place of humility and a contrite heart, laying face down or in a kneeling position before the Lord. If you are not physically able to do this, God will honor you right where you are with whatever you are able to do, even if you are laying in a bed right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne as your army with humble and contrite hearts on this day of repentance. Father, as we step into the battle of righteousness, we walk in a spirit of unity with one heart, one mind, and one accord to disarm all the United States of America, to disarm and take away any legal right the enemy may have over your people and your country called the United States of America. Father, we decree and declare we will take back what belongs to you through this act of target-focused repentance that we are engaged in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for not having a humble heart, walking in pride or having haughty spirits and attitudes, thinking because we are in leadership, we don't have to repent. Father, we repent for not walking in the spirit of repentance daily and for not disciplining others to do the same, knowing that an effective warfare starts with target-focused repentance. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for engaging in friendly fire, attacking others in the body of Christ, shooting our own wounded we may not agree with that person. We repent for our arrogance, murdering others with our words when your word says, thou shalt not murder. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for having a religious, legalistic, and critical spirit, creating chaos, aiding the kingdom of darkness, and committing spiritual treason by dividing the brethren. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for not operating in a spirit of unity, love, mercy, and grace that you have shown us. Father, we ask that you would heal the divide in your people. Give us the strength, the maturity, and the discernment to push away everything that is separating us from you, from one another, and from operating as the one true army you have chosen us to be. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for having an intellectual knowledge of you, but truly not knowing your ways. Father, forgive us for spiritual arrogance this has created, operating out of our intellect versus out of your spirit, honoring you with our lips, but our hearts are far from you. Father, we repent for aiding the kingdom of darkness and committing spiritual treason by having an escapism mentality, taking ourselves out of the fight, and for influencing and leading others astray down this same path. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for having a spirit of cowardice, always taking a defensive posture and not going on the offensive when you gave us all the power over all the enemy. Father, we decree and declare this day that as your army, we will go on the offensive from this day forward, no longer in retreat, but taking the fight to the enemy. Father, we repent for taking ground for your kingdom, but not giving you anything in place to hold that ground, allowing the enemy to come back in sevenfold worse, only having to fight harder to reclaim the ground that we freely gave away. Father, we decree and declare this day as your army that we will take ground for the kingdom of God, and we will hold that ground at all costs. Father, we repent for not discipling people and the next generation to hold that ground we have taken and to continue the fight. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would give us a spirit of courage and boldness with intensity that has never been seen before in history of mankind to take back this country and this earth for your kingdom. Lord Jesus, you said we would not only do things that you did, but even greater things we shall do. Father, we decree and declare that the time is now for this to take place. We ask for greater power and authority to do the things you have called us to do in these end times. Father, in the name of Jesus, as your people, we repent for not being the spiritual and moral compass that you have country and the entire world, Father. We repent for being more concerned with the four walls of our churches versus the congregations and the lost. Father, we repent for being more concerned about being politically correct versus being truth seekers and truth speakers. Father, we repent for walking in the fear of man versus the fear of God. Father, we repent for staying inside the four walls of a building and not taking your gospel to the streets and bringing in the harvest that is ready to be gathered. Father, we repent for allowing defilement in pulpits. Father, we repent for allowing Freemasonry, secrets, and homosexuality into our pulpits and allowing its influence into your house of prayer and calling it church. Father, we repent for allowing immortality into our pulpits and its influence into our congregation. Father, we repent for the divorce and the abortion rate in your houses of prayer to be the same as the world. Father, we repent for houses of prayer being in covenant with what the entity called Baal through that demonic contract called 501c3. We repent for taking a bribe for a tax write-off and staying silent for 30 pieces of silver, opening the door for the demonic influences in our houses of prayer. Father, we repent for being incorporated as your houses of prayer, allowing the state and government to be head of our ministries versus you, Lord Jesus. Father, we repent for separating ourselves from you and your body. Father, we repent for not ruling and reigning because we freely gave up that right for those 30 pieces of silver. Father, we repent for having a slavery mentality. Forgive us for not governing, but instead wanting to be governed over. Father, we repent for staying silent while prayer is taken out of schools and allowing the enemy to come into our educational system. Father, we repent for staying silent when Roe versus Wade was passed. Father, we repent on behalf of the body of Christ and the American people, the leadership, and the land for the atrocity called abortion. Father, we repent for allowing these aborted babies to become the food source for Baal and for allowing Baal to become a strong man over America. Father, we repent on behalf of the people, the leadership, and the land for child sacrifices, pedophilia, and the child sex trafficking that is taking place in our country on our watch. Father, we repent taking that blood money from 501c3 that even the Pharisees knew not to take. Father, we repent for the murdering of your prophets and saints, for being drunk on the blood of prophets and blood of the saints. Father, we repent for sacrificing your people on the altar of Mammon because we were more interested in money, big fine homes, cars, versus sanctity of life and speaking out on the issues that matter to you, O Lord. Father, I now ask that fear of the Lord would come over your people now and that it would bring your people to an everlasting fear and awe of you. Father, we repent for cursing your America, saying she should burn, and you wish that none would perish. Father, we repent for not speaking life into your America to complete her destiny. Father, as we move into the target focused prayer, we ask that you would remember the good things that your America has done, from the spreading of your gospel throughout the earth to the blood being spilled on foreign soil, liberating countries so your gospel could flow. Father, America has never received her harvest, so we decree and declare that America's harvest is here now. Father, you said that America's harvest would come back to her sevenfold what the enemy has stolen, so we decree and declare that America's sevenfold return is here now. Father, you said America would be the hub from which the end-time harvest would be launched to free the spiritually oppressed peoples of the earth. We decree and declare that your will be done to bring in over 1 billion souls into the kingdom of God. Father, we pray for your leadership over this country, your army, and the people of this country, that a fresh habitation of your Holy Spirit would fall, hover, and brood over us. Father, we decree and declare as your army that as the Holy Spirit habitation takes place, that your America on all levels will be returned back to you. Father, we pray and bless bless President Trump and his administration. We ask that you would give him the sevenfold spirit to operate in, the spirit of the Lord, wisdom, revelation, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Father, we ask for your protection around President Trump and his family. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5, around him and his family, a wall of fire with your glory in the center of it, that no witchcraft, no voodoo, no hex, no vex, no word curse, no power, no principality, and no demon in hell can penetrate. Father, your hand is upon this president, and we decree and declare that he will not be impeached, assassinated, or harmed in any way, and that no weapon formed against him or his family will prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that America will complete her destiny that you have given her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would release your protecting angels to surround America, and that we would stand shoulder to shoulder so that no evil can penetrate. Father, we ask that America, from her enemies, foreign and domestic, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would expose any and all corruption in all levels of leadership in government and in your house, and that those who are corrupt would be removed. Father, we ask that divine justice would be carried out against any and all corruption. Father, you said judgment starts in the house of the Lord. We ask that you separate the wheat from the chaff, separate your true body from the counterfeit, Lord. Father, we decree that America will prosper like never before, that your end time harvest can begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cleanse any and all defilement off of your people and this land. Father, the innocent blood that is on the hands of your people, we ask that you would now cleanse us and your land in the blood of Jesus. We ask that your blood would wash us, cleanse us, purify us, Lord. Father, we have soiled garments. We ask that you would bring us into the place of being spotless bride that you called us to be. Father, we ask that as we enter into this end time harvest, that you would bring in the harvesters. Father, we ask that you would give your true army the warrior's mindset, never giving up and taking the fight to the enemy. Father, we ask that you would increase the army of God's wisdom, discernment, power, and authority to a level that has never seen in all of history, so that we can bring glory not to ourselves, but to you and you alone, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for and bless Israel. We ask that the relationship between Israel and America would be stronger than ever. We ask that you would protect Israel from all her enemies, foreign and domestic, and that she would prosper like never before. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we ask that a habitation of your Holy Spirit would come to Israel. Father, we pray for and bless Prime Minister Netanyahu, that you would protect him and his family, Lord. For we ask that you would give him and his administration the sevenfold spirit to govern Israel. Father, we ask that divine exposure and justice would come to those who would try to stop heaven's agenda for America, President Trump, and Israel. Father, we pray for the news media that the corruption would be exposed and removed, and that the spirit of truth would begin to flow. Please let that happen. We need it so badly. Father, we pray for the Supreme Court, that you would reform your courts and your judicial system. And we decree and declare that this case called Roe v. Wade will be overturned. Father, we thank you for stopping the enemy's timeline and placing us back onto yours. Father, we know that the earth is moaning and groaning for sons and daughters of God to come forth. So in the name of Jesus, we command the army of God to rise and to take her place, for there is no more time to waste. Father, you are our supreme commander, and we are the army of God, heaven's invading expeditory forces. We decree and we declare that we will overtake and terminate the demonic tyranny over the spiritually oppressed people of this earth. And now is that time. We decree and declare that we will march together in unity to victory, and that the victory is ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless America. God bless President Trump. God bless our troops. And I pray also that all those that are deployed at this time, that are in the midst of battling to restore the rule of law of this country and of our Constitution, be safe, the missions be successful, that anything that the enemy tries to do to stop this movement and stop the recovery of our country completely falls back onto them. And I also pray that we have finally see, that the American people finally see justice for everything, that not only the puppeteers, the higher up, the families that have been part of this cabal, that have been puppeteers to the puppet, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, I pray that all of them, these presidents that have been a part of this hold, this taking and dismantling of America, that they be brought to justice, and that the American people will get to see it for ourselves, that they are finally arrested and finally brought to down to face whatever it is that they have done. Because enough is enough, and we are tired of seeing these people get away with everything. Everyone that was underneath them, connected to them, that made money off of them, you know, trafficked in human trafficking, but these child sex trafficking, all of the satanic rituals that they've done, the sacrifices of children that they have made, I pray that all of it is exposed, that the majority of America finally realizes the truth, but accepts the truth. And I'm hoping and praying that mainstream media is wiped out. I am so sick of them. They need to face their justice for their collusion with all of these people that have been involved in the evil that has overtaken this country. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
been